You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. On a Tuesday, feels like a Monday, but good news is tomorrow's hump day. 4 days this week, another weekend. Got to do that a few more times, and then you get the 4th of July, 3-day weekend. Jackson Brown, not in studio today. One of the things you'll hear tomorrow, Rick Caruso, who was up, was up in upstate New York, where they dedicated a sign to Medal of Honor recipient Corporal Jason Dunham. They dedicated a sign that's on the way into his hometown, the town of Scio, New York. And if you can check it out, SCIO, New York, and it is a town of, hold on, population 1,883 in 2010. So if you go there and if you just, in fact, you can, all you have to do is search Scio, New York, S-C-I-O-N-Y, and then there was an article written, Scio Memorial Day event adds Dunham honor. So it talks about somebody you've heard on this program, and that is no other than Richard Caruso, former corporal MP in the Marine Corps in the early 80s. He went up there, and Caruso did, there was some not very good stuff going on relative to the Dunhams, and Caruso found out about it, and he stepped into it, and he made it awesome. He essentially turned chicken shit into filet mignon for the Dunham family. So he's going to come on tomorrow, and you'll hear about what they did. But and out of his own pocket, too. People playing games with a Gold Star family. And Caruso found out about it. And not too far from his hometown, I found out. So he's been up there all weekend. And he's had a great time, honestly. Up there, meeting the Dunham family and being amongst them. So you'll hear from him tomorrow, Memorial Day kind of a thing. But Caruso, I wouldn't say this so that he could hear it because I know he's busy right now. But he's a guy who he loves Marines. He loved his time in the Marine Corps, and he goes around the country helping people. It's amazing, very cool. And he got involved in this because he thought he should. So, good stuff. Anyway, you'll hear from him tomorrow. John Kelly was in the news. If you haven't seen him talking about his son, the video from last week, check that out. If when people want to know what's Memorial Day all about. And again, I say that because most people are just, they're ignorant about it. It's not a malicious thing. It's not a malicious thing. They just don't know. And I know my daughters were talking to say, and they said to me, "Dad, how can they not know?" And so it's interesting. I asked my 13-year-old who's in eighth grade. I said, "Well, let me ask you. Did you talk about Memorial Day at all at school?" And she said, "No." I said, "There you go. That's where it starts." I said, "So you have a 3-day weekend and not in literature class, not in history class, nothing." She said, "Nothing." I said, "And you wonder why people are ignorant?" She said, I said, "So if it comes up, guess who has to teach about it?" And she looked at me and she said, "Me?" I said, "It's your responsibility." And you know, the cool thing about having, and you'll hear from John Kelly here in a second, but the cool thing about having, kids in, and them going through what our family, you know, lives with, right? Her oldest brother's a captain, her youngest brother's first lieutenant. And then me taking them on to various things and as they've grown up. And I think one of the things that made an incredible imprint on Colleen was going to Wounded Warrior trials, right? It's not theoretical there anymore. You get to see it. You get to see people with high amputations, right, that have to be strapped into wheelchairs. You get to see paraplegics that have to be strapped in. And then you see them amongst themselves laughing and joking and whatnot. And it's disturbing for a young person. And so I said, "You remember that, right?" "Okay," I said, "well, there's another group that isn't there. That's what Memorial Day is about. And it's not only about them, it's about their families. They live with it." So, but again, Memorial Day, it's troubling. Honestly, it's absolutely troubling because the nation doesn't get it. Live from Yankee Stadium, Michael Kay on the Yes Network. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Are you, Joe Buck. That's the New York Yankees guy saying that. Joe Buck. "Hey, everybody." Live from, I don't know where the hell they were, but live from St. Louis. You know, happy Memorial Day to everybody. All right, Joe, you're a jackass. And they should know better, right? They should know better. So, I don't know. We have to do something. So, just to get them to be smart and to think about it and articulate it well for the people and remind the nation on this weekend that we remember. You know, and it's not thank you for your service weekend, okay? That's a different weekend. 4th of July, yeah, that's great. Veterans Day, yeah, that's great. But not Memorial Day. So, I don't know. We have to do something about it. Anyway, here's John Kelly. He was on Fox News last week talking about Homeland Security, obviously, and asked him about his son. And his voice, like, his mouth quivers. And again, you know, General Kelly's stud, but some things you can't do. And that's living with that is what Memorial Day is all about for families, not as high profile as the Kellys, but just families in your community. What can you do to make that better? And sometimes it's nothing. So, anyway, John Kelly, in his own words, this was on This Week on ABC.
Of Homeland Security, John Kelly, in his first This Week interview since joining the Trump administration. Good morning, Secretary Kelly.
Martha, how are you?
Good to see you. I want to get to this breaking story. I know you don't want to talk about the investigation, but do you think back-channeling is normal and acceptable?
It's both normal, in my opinion, and acceptable. There's any way that you can communicate with people, particularly organizations that are maybe not particularly friendly to us, is a good thing. And again, it comes back to whatever the communication is, comes back into the government and shared across the government. So it's not a bad thing to have multiple communication lines to any government.
Using their equipment in their diplomatic facilities?
Well, again, don't know. I don't know if all of that is true. I would just say that any line of communication to a country, particularly a country like Russia, is a good thing. And again, it comes back into
even using their equipment. I know you don't know that's true or not, but
I would say using their equipment that would cause you to be that communication would be considered to be kind of somewhat compromised. But the point is that any line of communication to a country like Russia is a good thing.
Let me say though, Kushner was not yet in government, didn't have a security clearance, and was working potentially at cross purposes from people who were still in office.
Yeah, I don't know that.
And the Russians had just meddled in our election.
Yeah, I don't know that to be the case. But the point is, during the transition process, to open channels of communication with any country, back channels up front is a good thing.
Even ones that meddled in our election.
I would just say any line of communication. I mean, you consider that as you interact with them, but any line of communication is a good thing.
Why would somebody like Michael Hayden, who was director of the CIA, and I know he has been a critic of President Trump, but he knows a lot about these things, why would he say, as we said before, what manner of ignorance, chaos, hubris, suspicion, contempt would you have had to have to think that doing this with a Russian ambassador was a good or appropriate behavior? Why are you so at odds with something like that?
You know, and Mike is a great guy, but I just say... Any information flow into the government and then considered by the government, I won't criticize that. I don't think it's a bad thing. You consider it in terms of whether it's reliable, but all of these lines of communication are a positive thing, in my opinion. You just have to assume, like in this case with the Russians, that it's constructed in a way that they're trying to get you to do certain things. But at the end of the day, it's not a bad thing to have lines of communication across the spectrum.
Okay, I want to move to the U.S. threat level after the attack in Manchester. It is Memorial Day weekend. You said this week that we should expect a lot more attacks like the one occurred at that concert venue in Manchester. Authorities are paying, Homeland Security is certainly paying more attention to these soft targets, but what can really be done at places like that to protect people? Don't they just move to the next soft target?
They do. You just have to be vigilant. You know, it's trite, but people should understand if they see something, they should say something. Since I've been in this job 25 days, 30 days, I have called my counterpart in the United Kingdom 3 times to offer my condolences for terrorist attacks. 3 times. In 120 days. This is nonstop. They are out there trying to hurt us every day. The good news is for our country, we have not suffered anything like this from external threat since 9/11. That goes to the effectiveness of our military overseas, our CIA, our NSA, and at home, DHS, local law enforcement, FBI. But it's relentless. It's nonstop. They're trying to hurt us every day.
You said something this week along those lines. You said if people knew about terrorism, they'd never leave the house. That is a very frightening statement. Are things getting worse?
I wouldn't say worse. I'd say the same. But again, Martha, goes to this issue of we have unbelievable men and women protecting us every day. You know, we talk about the 1% in the military. There's about another percent of people in law enforcement, DHS, FBI, that are just, they never sleep. We never sleep.
What concerns you most right now? Aviation?
Aviation.
And we have these airports testing out taking basically all large electronics out and putting in 10 airports, including LAX, and why those particular airports?
Well, because the TSA people that are looking at those bags as they go through the scanner can't see exactly what's in the bag. So now, because this stuff's so full, in terms of the TSA process, they will ask people to open their bags so they can look inside. So it has to do with how much is stuffed in the bag.
And just to be clear, I do want to go to the countries where laptops are banned, and that may spread to other points of departure, Europe possibly, because of the threat.
It could, but you know, based on what we did on the 21st of March, that's when I put that protocol in place. Every airport around the country is okay. What, you know, United States, Kelly, what can we do to raise the level of security so that we don't have to go in that direction? So we're having unbelievable cooperation from the Europeans, the Middle Easterners, the Asians. So we're very definitely going to raise the bar in terms of baggage security.
And I just want to close on the matter of intelligence sharing. The British basically temporarily cut off intelligence sharing after mm-hmm. the pictures of the device were shown in the New York Times and also the bomber's identity.
Right.
Your reaction to that, and should those leakers be prosecuted?
It's outrageous that that was leaked. As I mentioned before, immediately after the bombing, contacted my counterpart in the UK for the third time in 120 days and offered our nation's condolences. And she rightfully then said, thanks for that. Now, the leak. It's outrageous that those kind of things are leaked. I don't know why people do it, particularly when it's classified, particularly when it's ongoing. The events were still really ongoing. I don't know why they do it. It's just outrageous.
I have to say that President Trump has constantly criticized the leaks as well, but he reportedly revealed some information to the Russians that came from Israeli intelligence. Former government officials who previously worked for George W. Bush, Elliot Cohen, and Condoleezza Rice called the act appalling. If accidental, it would be a firing offense for anyone else. If deliberate, it would be treason.
Allegedly what the president said, it's my understanding the White House has pushed back and said he didn't do that, so I'll take him at his word.
On sources and methods, I think they've said.
I'll take the president at his word.
Okay, thanks very much
for
joining us, Secretary
sure.
Kelly. Good to see you.
I love that stuff. I'll take the president at his word. And they, you know, it's just, again, what I love is smart, experienced, combat-tested, unflappable, you know, and then a reporter wants to take you down a rabbit hole or wherever they want to take you. And it's just, to me, the nation needs to hear that, needs to see that, all of that. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll check some of the news stories that we didn't get to at the start. We'll do the hold on, I'll remember it. Top five on the early bird coming up next on a Tuesday edition. Feels like Monday right here on All Marine Radio. All you Mustangs, listen up. The Marine Corps Mustang Association is comprised of Marine Corps officers and officers from other military services who share a common background. They are a group of men and women who initially enlisted and served with distinction in the Marine Corps and the Marine Corps Reserve Enlisted rank. The term Mustang refers to a commissioned or warrant officer who has risen from the enlisted ranks. The Marine Corps Mustang Association was founded by Captain Robert Richter, United States Marine Corps retired, in Philadelphia on 10 November 1985 as a nonprofit veteran service organization. In their 33rd year of existence, the association continues to dedicate itself to the advocacy of professional development and the encouragement of younger Marines, demonstrating a pathway for advancement and offering mentoring, advice, and camaraderie over the course of their military service and civilian careers. The Marine Corps Mustang Association is looking for a few good Mustangs to join their association. Contact them via their website, MarineCorpsMustang.org, I say again, MarineCorpsMustang.org. Find them on Facebook. Go ahead and like them. Most importantly, join their association so that they can continue to do the great work that they've done for the past 33 years.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner, proven and dependable.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military? For a first responder? For a hunter? For an outdoorsman? Or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you, the Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light, put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, battlemug.com.
My name is Juan Perez, Jr. I joined the military in 98. I commissioned as an officer. But I always had in mind the idea that I would go into the special operations community, particularly the special forces. I was accepted to go into selection, and I attended on September 8th of 2001. As I was making my departure out of the military, there was that uncertainty. What do I do next? How do I repurpose my skills in a way that's not only meaningful to me, but also that provides for my family and provides an increase in our a way of living, a quality of life. The Global South Foundation has resources when it comes to anything from building resumes to how to relate to a CEO in conversation, how to basically, again, repurpose that which I had learned in a career in special operations, dealing at the strategic and operational level. How do I take that and then turn it towards entrepreneurial spirit into business development? And how do I translate that so somebody can see that value? And in doing so, I landed a magnificent and very rewarding career. I'm the VP of operations for an IT company called BuildSourced. What I say to veterans getting out, be bold when you go to the network. Go out to the Global South website, look at what events they have lined up, attend those events, you know, and participate. A lot of the events they hold, they're of key importance in this network. Go out there and engage, just like you would engage in a combat zone, you know, when you're networking there. With folks that don't share necessarily your language, your culture, or your background, and yet we still make it happen. How can we not make it happen here?
The Global Soft Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines. You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Eight 46 on a Tuesday. People resigning at the White House. Communication director. Look, when you leak like a sieve, somebody needs to get fired. Come on. That's crazy stuff out there. It's, you know what, it's embarrassing, honestly, to see the stuff that's come out of there. Now, and the Manchester leak that General Kelly just talked about is amazing, because you know you can see amazing's the wrong word. Is despicable, and here's why it's despicable. Okay, if you hate Donald Trump and you still happen to be in the administration, And you think that what's going on in the Trump administration is wrong, then I can see the case that you feel so wronged that you feel like you need to take some kind of matters into your own hand. Now the right thing to do is resign, hold a little press conference and say, this is what I've seen. I want to alert the American people that from inside, wherever your perspective is, it's not good, it's rotten, I've never seen anything like it, blah, 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 blah. Go on the record. Okay, that's what you're supposed to do. Okay, now, that's relative to Trump stuff. What is your reason for leaking intelligence information relative to the Manchester bombing? Why would you do that? It's been absolutely incredible to watch the sieve that is our federal government leaking information catastrophically, hemorrhaging information. It's just stupid. Absolutely, positively stupid. All right. So now that I got that off my chest, a couple things I watched that if you can watch them, I would tell you to do so. One is there was a PBS show, the 2017 National Memorial Day concert on PBS. Yeah, let's see, the 2017 National Memorial Day concert. There you go, PBS. Okay. Find that. And then, so once you search that, then click on videos. National Memorial Day concert, 4 hours and 27 minutes long. Okay, now here's what I'm going to help you find something in this concert that you need to watch. They do a dramatic interpretation of an Army staff sergeant, I think. He gets blown up in Afghanistan on his third, fourth, fifth deployment. I can't remember which. Okay. His doctors tell his wife, you know, at some point, you know, you need to let go. And she says, yeah, that ain't happening. So, long story short, he's got traumatic brain injury. He's paralyzed. I think he was initially a quadriplegic, and, you know, he comes back from that. He's in a wheelchair at the concert, and they do a dramatic interpretation in terms of two actors, an actor and an actress, recite the parts that they've written. And then a woman comes out. I don't know her name. I apologize for that. Let's see. So one of the things that they say in this dramatic interpretation is that singing helps him. And he says, I've got my own karaoke machine. Singing helps me with my voice. So I think they sing God Bless America, and they bring him up on stage, and he's in uniform. And I'm trying to find it here. And he comes up on stage, and he doesn't sing very good, but he sings loud, and it's awesome. It'll make you cry, without question. And when you hear him singing really loud, really off key, it's great. And you think of, you know, where he was and what happened to him. And that, you know, his family is hung together, and that I think they've got three kids. And, like I said, he comes up on stage and he sings with her. And, it's absolutely spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. Yeah, like I said, I'm trying to find the audio because it's you know, like I said, he doesn't sing very well, but he booms it out. And it's just the courage and selflessness, you know, that's what Memorial Day is about, right? It's not thank you for your service time. Come on, that's a different day, man. That's a different day, and we've got to do something to educate people in the country about it. Here it is. All right, so if you go to this video, I'm going to make it easy for you. It's... And so that's pictures of them as a family. So that was the singer's, she's singing at, and the story's
we
been told.
We all feel the power of music at this concert. It's a universal language.
Okay.
And we've long recognized its potential for healing. More than a century ago, Florence Nightingale realized...
She talks about healing and music and things like that. And then he comes up on stage, and I've got to play it because you've got to hear it. Screw the news, it'll be there tomorrow. But the things that I saw over the weekend that were truly inspirational. And so now they're moving him on stage. And so here he goes.
A soldier so severely injured he could not speak now sings to all of you who have so proudly served our country, as well as your caregivers and families. Captain Luis Avila, his music therapist, Rebecca Vaudrey, and I would like to sing a song together in your honor.
And that's, to me, the bothersome part of my daughter not being taught anything in middle school about Memorial Day this year. Not a mention of it. Is the families of those who you know, get killed in combat, what they go through. That story's not told. That's bullshit. All right? And this family's one of them. All right? And I would say Memorial Day, I mean, not just those that have been killed, but those who have given their lives, whose lives will be forever changed. And I don't mean by post-traumatic stress. I mean... amputations and the sacrifice of their family and you've heard a bunch of them on this program with traumatic brain injury, from Justin Constantine, right? You heard Ty Edwards last week. You heard Matt Murray. Not Matt Murray. Come on, who am I thinking of? All right, I want you to hear him. I want you to hear him sing, because he's not very good and he lets it rip and it's awesome. Okay, if you find the video, it's right at the 2 hour and 15 minute mark. Okay, and this is the 2017 National Memorial Day Concert. So if you can find, if you want to see it, and you need to watch it because the video is pretty powerful, and show it to your family, show it to your kids, okay? And this guy annihilated in an IED strike that killed three other soldiers in Afghanistan.
From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans, like a dog.
You got to check it out.
Thank you, Renee and Luis.
And you can hear the people going crazy in the background. Anyway, again, the 2017 National Memorial Day Concert, and you'll find that at 2 hours and 15 minutes in. More of the Gunner joins us next here on a... yeah, that just made the show happy for whatever reason. On a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. All you Mustangs, listen up. The Marine Corps Mustang Association is comprised of Marine Corps officers and officers from other military services who share a common background. They are a group of men and women who initially enlisted and served with distinction in the Marine Corps and the Marine Corps Reserve Enlisted rank. The term Mustang refers to a commissioned or warrant officer who has risen from the enlisted ranks. The Marine Corps Mustang Association was founded by Captain Robert Richter, United States Marine Corps retired, in Philadelphia on 10 November 1985 as a nonprofit veteran service organization. In their 33rd year of existence, the association continues to dedicate itself to the advocacy of professional development and the encouragement of younger Marines, demonstrating a pathway for advancement and offering mentoring, advice, and camaraderie over the course of their military service and civilian careers. The Marine Corps Mustang Association is looking for a few good Mustangs to join their association. Contact them via their website, MarineCorpsMustang.org. I say again, MarineCorpsMustang.org. Find them on Facebook. Go ahead and like them. Most importantly, join their association so that they can continue to do the great work that they've done for the past 33 years. Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military? For a first responder? For a hunter? For an outdoorsman? Or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you, the Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled machine anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, battlemug.com.
All I can say about militarybyowner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
My name is Juan Perez, Jr. I joined the military in 98. I commissioned as an officer. But I always had in mind the idea that I would go into the special operations community, particularly the special forces. I was accepted to go into selection, and I attended on September 8th of 2001. As I was making my departure of the military, there was that uncertainty. What do I do next? How do I repurpose my skills in a way that's not only meaningful to me, but also that provides for my family and provides an increase in our a way of living, a quality of life. The Global South Foundation has resources when it comes to anything from building resumes to how to relate to a CEO in conversation, how to basically, again, repurpose that which I had learned in a career in special operations, dealing at the strategic and operational level. How do I take that and then turn it towards entrepreneurial spirit into business development? And how do I translate that so somebody can see that value? And in doing so, I landed a magnificent and very rewarding career. I'm the VP of operations for an IT company called BuildSourced. What I say to veterans getting out, be bold. Be bold when you go to network. Go out to the Global South website, look at what events they have lined up, attend those events, you know, and participate. A lot of the events they hold, they're of key importance in this network. Go out there and engage, just like you would engage in a combat zone, you know, when you're networking there. With folks that don't share necessarily your language, your culture, or your background, and yet we still make it happen. How can we not make it happen here?
The Global Soft Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.